From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For Wednesday, the 21st day of August 2013, I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is forecasting a sunny day for today with a high near 87 degrees. Wednesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 65. We'll run down the forecast for the next 3 days in a moment, but first, here is what's happening in the local news. At the top of the news, the Cairo-Durham realignment plan is going to be reviewed. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Cairo-Durham School District Board of Education has directed a review of the district's elementary grade level realignment plan to be conducted during the first half of the coming school year. The results are due to the board no later than December the 31st. The proposal was put forward at a meeting of the full board on Tuesday, August the 20th, and passed unanimously. Board member Gary Warner said the study helps make the board, and I quote, fact-based decisions to ensure a rational, educational, and fiscally responsible path for our students, end quote. Warner is an opponent of the plan, which created a K-2 school in the former Durham Elementary building and a grade 3-5 school in the former Cairo Elementary building. Parents, teachers, and community members have expressed concerns about the transportation plan, which they say will detract from educational time. In response to criticism of her leadership on the realignment plan, Superintendent Mary Fassett said on Tuesday she acts at the behest of the board. She said if the board chooses to change course and close a building, then, quote, you're going to see me very enthusiastically turn around and work towards that end, end quote. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. The local ocean property has been sold at auction for $3 million. Nathan Mayberg is reporting in the Register Star that the 31.5-acre parcel on Route 9 in Greenport, occupied by local ocean since 2009, was sold at auction on Tuesday on the front steps of the temporary Columbia Courthouse in Claverick to the man holding the mortgage, Michael Spielman. Spielman purchased the property from himself for $3 million. He was the only bidder at the auction. Spielman said following the auction, the purchase would be, and I quote, good for the town. The building will be utilized, end quote. The largest problem facing the new owner are the thousands of fish in approximately 1 million gallons of salt water still inside the facility. The State Department of Environmental Conservation has recommended the mature fish be donated to food pantries and the rest be disposed of at a solid waste facility. Billman said he would be glad to sell the fish to whoever wants them. He said, and I quote, if anybody does eat fish, come by, end quote. You'll find that full story in the Register Star. Finally, good news, Columbia Green unemployment declines in July. The unemployment rates in Columbia and Greene counties declined from July 2012 to July 2013, according to data released by the New York State Labor Department on Tuesday. In Greene County, the jobless rate dropped from 9.4% to 7.6%. Unemployment decreased in Columbia County from 7.6% to 6.2%. The downward trend was repeated throughout the Hudson Valley. Unemployment rates also fell in Dutchess, Ulster, Putnam, and Sullivan counties. Statewide, the private sector job count increased by nearly 130,000 between July 2012 and July 2013. The lowest unemployment rate was reported by Hamilton County, located in the north-central part of the state. Well, it's sunny and muggy outside. Very muggy. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day today with a high near 87. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 65. On Thursday, isolated showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Thursday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 66. On Friday, isolated showers before noon. Mostly sunny with a high near 79. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 56. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 75 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. Sunrise this morning was at 6:10 a.m. and sunset will be at 7:45 p.m., giving us a total of 13 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, which is 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the 21st day of August 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.